Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Happy, wonderful Wednesday to you here from Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan as we roll along into the week that has now officially began as Colts week. And also, I hope spitting on another man was worth it, because according to the NFL, that loogie that Ja'Marr Chase launched.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Punched at Jalen Ramsey is going to cost him $507,156.
Well, it's worth every penny of it, I'm sure, for Mr. Chase to spit Mr. Ramsey's face. And yesterday, you know, of course, our guy Mike Tomlin was asked about it. Mike Tomlin decided to say, I don't got any words for that. You do what you got to do. Somebody spits in your face. And so I like the fact that the coach is behind Jalen Ramsey, as he should be. Ja'Marr Chase should have got his ass kicked for spitting in a man's face. And he kind of did, Dusty. He kind of got his balls kicked in at $500,000 for spitting on somebody. You're right. I hope that was worth the spit in the face of Jalen Ramsey the other day. So congratulations, Ja'Marr Chase. You continue to, you know, do things to let your team down in a time of need.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, that's brutal.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know if it's more brutal than your neighborhood watch this morning, somebody looking for somebody to come clip their toenails. I mean, to me, that may be the look
what?
Of Mac.
What the hell?
So Dusty,
what the hell was that?
Dusty apparently is on his neighborhood watch Facebook page or whatever it is, you know, the pages of Lee Summit or the pages of Overland Park and all this kind of stuff and whatnot. I have to stay away from that. I have enough drama in my neighborhood as I did yesterday. Oh, my God, we can get to that, too. So Dusty, he sends me a text this morning. He goes, here's what's going on the Lee Summit community page. Somebody requesting to have somebody come over and clip their toenails because they haven't been clipped in a year and a half. Oh. And so Dusty's got plans after work, so we got to get out of here early today, Mac. He's got to go clip toenails over there in Lee Summit.
Yeah, dude. Anonymous participant. Need someone to come to my house and cut my toenails. They haven't been cut in over a year and a half. I will pay appropriately. 132 comments, 3 shares.
I mean, how many people have said, yes, I'll be over there to do that? And what has to be the going rate for you to go clip some stranger's toenails that haven't been touched in a year and a half, right?
Is it Sophie Cunningham?
No. I guarantee you who that is. It's probably some shut-in that hasn't left and is sitting in a moo-moo or something. I mean, like, I just, in bed, probably still. And oh God, I mean, geez.
I need to come over to your house.
That guy.
Somebody says, "Oh my God, I live in Lee's Summit. I saw it too."
Well, that's the thing. Like, what's the craziest thing you've seen on these community pages, right? Like, people, my mother sends me her community page all the time. I can't log in. I'm not a member of your community page, right? And I don't look at anything going around by us because I know that would just drive me absolutely insane, and I'd get ticked off of some of this stuff. But like, that's got to be the craziest thing that people have seen on there, other than, oh yeah, I got a bear walking around, because we see bear now everywhere, or deer, or, you know, what are they building over here on this corner?
Dog
missing. Like, yeah, use it for that kind of stuff. And not for this kind of stuff where you're saying, I need my toenails clipped because I've been in the house for a year and a half and nobody's clipped my toenails.
I mean, it's full of just wonderful information.
Yeah, the toenails.
What are the best holiday markets around here, even up to 3 hours away? I would be interested in knowing the best craft fairs anytime.
See, that's good stuff. Yeah.
I guess Google's broke.
Yeah.
People mad about the DMV office?
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
Is there anybody selling any fresh chicken or duck eggs?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of those. Yep. Max got some in his backyard right now.
Looking for someone that does logos on shirts, different sizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those guys are out there. Again, Google is your friend.
Yep.
Yeah, like don't people have Google? Because I have people ask me stuff all the time. What do you think about this? I go, I have the same Google you do. I mean, like, literally, it's the same. There's no different Google on my phone or your phone or, you know, anybody else's phone. It's all the same. And I'm going to do the same thing that you're going to do. Look it up. And you know what? I'm not going to look it up because it's not my thing.
816 says, I don't know, man. $20 is $20.
Oh, God.
Here's a post. What? I went to the Dollar Tree today and everything I bought was $1.25.
No, they didn't. No,
I don't
did
know
not.
The last time I bought something that wasn't $1.50 up to $7. I would say it's a Christmas miracle, but I don't believe in them.
Oh,
I just must have beaten them to the red stickers being put on.
Oh, my God. Complaining about the dollar store. Nothing's a dollar anymore. Have you not seen the prices today?
Somebody said, where can I get authentic Mexican street tacos at Lee's Summit? Someone commented, Mexico.
Oh my.
All right,
yeah. But so like that's the community page at Lee's Summit today.
It's
somebody
awesome,
asked
dude.
Me for toenail clippers.
If you ever remember, by the way, when we were talking before the show, the year the Patriots didn't get to the playoffs, 08 was
right.
When Brady blew his knee out. The Dolphins won the division 11-5. The Patriots were 11-5, Jets 9-7, Bills 7-9.
Okay, so yeah, that was the 1 year, the second time under Tom Brady that they didn't make the playoffs. And that really wasn't under Tom Brady. Tom Brady only missed the playoffs once in his career in New England, and that was the year after that first Super Bowl when nobody really knew what was about in New England, right? We didn't know if they were going to be a dynasty. They got a great Super Bowl win. And then the next thing happens, like the year after, like in that generation, you went to the Super Bowl and you usually didn't make the playoffs the next year. It was really weird how that, you know, kind of happened and whatnot. And so that was common for the course. But after that, Tom Brady never missed the playoffs again. I mean, it's just it's insane to think about that. Tom Brady, after that second year that he was the starter, never missed the playoffs as a starter with the New England Patriots. It's quite wild to think about how much success they had.
I can tell you with confidence it's not any cheaper than him just going to a professional, LOL. We don't know if it's a male or a female.
I don't think that would be a male. I mean, maybe it is, but just, you know, go to the nail salon. But then you walk into, you know, like to get your nails done or something like that, and they see you coming.
Ooh. You know how people watch those, like, pimple popper videos?
Yeah.
I watch the ingrown toenail videos. They're satisfying.
Are they really?
Yeah.
All
you
right.
See them pull that little sucker out.
Oh.
And that pus comes right out. It's got to be relieving.
I'm sure it is, but yeah, I'm not going to watch something like that go down, man. I'm not interested in that. I don't like to watch that kind of stuff. That creeps me out.
There were two things you could watch go down yesterday. One was your guy. He's going to Baltimore, Taylor Ward.
Yeah, Taylor Ward, no longer on the board for the West. I'm kind of good with that, Dusty.
Yes.
Right? I'm kind of
never wanted Taylor Ward.
The Royals probably would have had to overpay, if you will, and whatnot, just like everybody does when you make a trade. That's not a knock on the Royals or anything like that, but you'd overpay for a guy that they've coveted for a while. Like, his name has been kind of out there for a very long time when it comes to, you know, the Royals' interest in this guy. Like, I feel like for the last at least three years, right? Yep, exactly. For the last at least 3 years, his name has been out there, and it was a deal that they could never consummate, and probably good, because I think there's better deals to be made for the Royals out there right now. You still have, you know, Jaron Duran available. Joe Adell's a better Angel, I think, than what, you know, Taylor Ward was, and then Abreu with the Red Sox as well. So there's three guys out there that you can still target with a trade. And look, I'm glad the Royals kind of passed on Taylor Ward, because like I said, Dusty, and I'm sure you agree, there's probably a better deal to be had than Taylor Ward. Taylor Ward seems like you're just settling for a guy that you've wanted for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I'd rather wait for winter meetings to start before you start making really big moves. Obviously, I think we have another, 2 months for that? Or
no, the 5th of December is when winter meetings start.
So less than a month.
Yeah.
For winter meetings. Again, I don't think Taylor Ward's a name that would really move the needle. I think if that guy were to be signed by the Royals, you'd see more like, oh, great, another sub, you know, player for the Royals.
Right.
Chalk it up for another typical Royals hot, you know, whatever.
Right. But, yeah, because that's how the vocal minority would be if they did something like that. The people who, you know, comment on X and whatnot, they wanted him to get Ohtani. But they got Taylor Ward instead, so you're going to trash the organization.
Cody
some people's life.
There.
Yeah, Cody Bellinger is still around, man.
Mm-hmm. That's my
Taylor
Christmas
Ward just
list.
Had his best season, looks like, by far. So you wouldn't want to buy someone at their height,
their peak. Yeah. It just feels like I don't know. Like they, again, as Dusty said, it's been 3 years we've been talking about Taylor Ward coming to Kansas City, and they never were able to get the deal done. There's probably a reason why, right? There's probably a reason why they couldn't get that deal done, and it's probably for the best.
Do you think there's more? Speaking of other things you could have watched last night, do you think there's more panic in Kansas City with the current state of the Chiefs, or more panic in Lawrence in November now they've lost to Duke and North Carolina?
Yeah, I think there's more of a panic in Kansas City than there is in Lawrence right now, because
I hope.
Absolutely. I mean, look,
it's November.
We're in the middle of the tail end of the football season.
Their best player's not playing.
And, you know, the basketball thing just started. Nobody's going to remember these games in March. They're fun now, right? It's fun to play these big games. And I love that KU and Duke and North Carolina, they all play each other. And it's so much better than what the SEC is doing in football this week with UMass and Baker.
And it was in the Garden.
So I like the fact that they do those games, but at the end of the day, and we've said this for years, this isn't because KU got smoked or anything last night, but nobody remembers these games. That's the worst part about it. You get to the NCAA tournament and you're like, oh yeah, that's right, they played Duke in North Carolina 8 months ago. You know, like it just doesn't have that staying power for whatever in college sports. But still good. I'm still glad they're playing, but I mean, it's two dynasties we're talking about that are kind of in the balance, 6-7 a little bit, right?
Oh, boy.
Like Bill, I think, has 2-3 more years. I saw somebody say the other day, I think one of his assistant coaches was on a podcast and said he probably has 2 or 3 more years coaching in Lawrence. About the same for Andy under his contract here
Kansas City,
about 3 more years, because I think he signed that 5-year extension 2 Super Bowls ago, you know, when Florio was saying he was quitting and all that kind of stuff. So they both have about the same amount of time left, you know, under their current, you know, kind of contracts and situation. So they're very similar. We could see Bill Self and Andy Reid go out the door in the same year. I mean, that would be, you talk about a devastating blow to the area for sports. It's the two biggest legendary coaches that this area has ever seen that could walk out the door at the exact same time. Think about that for a minute, man.
Mm-hmm. Think about this.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing, but there's a reason.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
The Portillo's.
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook, and I don't like the internet because I can't find a job. The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
I think we found out who needs to get their toenails cut.
That's exactly right. Or a possible date for Binkley.
Oh, that's where you're going with
that. I don't understand the internet. Apparently there was a big tantrum thrown here yesterday between 10 and 2, maybe. I don't know. There may have been a
that guy's an idiot, man.
Situation we'll talk to Jay Binkley about a little bit later on about the Google Docs not working. I don't know. I've heard from a source there may have been something yesterday.
Hey, he likes boobs and beer. He doesn't like computers.
He does not want anything to do with computers. Nothing to do with the computers whatsoever.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get to our weekly poll. Plus, we'll get to Binkley at 6:45 and what text Mac got on the text line. You guys think I'm toxic. We'll dive into what he saw yesterday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Diving back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac, I'm going to let you take this away because you're the one that saw this text yesterday, so I don't want to make sure that I'm not the one making this up because I am getting a lot of hate from our boss, from sales. From
Spec?
Yeah.
The inspector?
Yeah, he said I'm not a real fan because I said I don't think this team is a playoff team.
The fact that he was actually listening is a win.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he commented on Instagram.
Oh, he did? He's commenting. The boss is commenting. He needs more work.
Exactly. Not busy enough.
And then Miss Falky, she said, I curse you respectively.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Which is funny. I think this person would be cursed disrespectively if...
Hang on a second. I'm going to jump in. Yeah. You've been here, what, a year and a half now, yep. Roughly, right? Dusty, you've been here 10 years now?
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Roughly, I've been here about to be 16 in January, God willing, right? is this the dumbest text that we've ever maybe have seen? It's hard to say yes because we have received a lot of dumb...
High bar.
Dumb texts over the years.
Like questions, there's no such thing as a dumb text.
This may be it, though. I mean, and look, everybody's got their opinion and everybody's entitled to it. But you're also entitled to get dumped on when your opinion is stupid, foolish, and wrong. And I think the text line and the listener is going to have a lot of fun with what Mac is about to deliver to us.
And I like that we didn't bring it up yesterday because this guy thinks he just skated by. He just texted in this terrible, terrible idea. Here it is.
Do you remember it's 913-816-660?
I wish I did. Okay. I wish I did. Here we go. Besides the front office and coaching change, it's an unpopular opinion, but this realization hit me on Sunday. Mahomes' claim to fame is his arm, and his arm is done. Not to mention the knee injury, all the ankle injuries in the postseason, they've taken their toll. In the next season or two at most, if not this offseason, the Chiefs need to consider trading Mahomes. He's damaged goods, and I don't know how much the rest of the league knows that. They need to sell high on Mahomes ASAP. They need to rebuild from front office to coaching to the product on the field, which is aged out. Boys?
And people are mad at me?
Exactly. What?
Total sidebar on this one. Was Mahomes hurt on Sunday? Because he got rolled up and then we never saw him run afterwards, right? And we haven't really talked about that. I'm interested to see how healthy Patrick Mahomes is after that Denver Bronco game. That's a total sidebar.
Crazy.
I mean, like...
Nuts.
Besides the front office and coaching changes, it's an unpopular opinion, but this is the realization. Hit me on Sunday. Mahomes claims the fame is his arm, and his arm is done. Not to mention the knee injury, all the ankle injuries in the postseason have taken in their toll. In the next season or two, at most, if not this offseason, Chiefs need to consider trading Mahomes. He's damaged goods, and I don't know how much of the rest of the league knows that. They need to sell high on Mahomes ASAP, Rocky. They need to rebuild from the front office to the coaching to the product on the field, which has aged out, is the text.
Yeah, and look.
That's down bad.
I mean, that really is down bad. Yeah, it's also somebody who didn't know what the Chiefs were prior to 2018, probably. And I think that's fair to say. Like, if you're down bad, I understand. Hey, look, man, it affects the mood of everybody. They're a 5-5 football team. They are, you know, still alive in the postseason. Now, they may not be alive for the division, but I've seen people wanting to fire Andy Reid. I've seen people with Patrick Mahomes. If that's the response that you are having, then I hate to be this guy. You don't understand sports, and you don't understand the history of the Kansas City Chiefs and everything that we've been through. Most teams would kill to be 5-5 at the midway point of the season or through 10 games. You look at some of these teams in the NFL right now, and we'll go through it later with the bottom feeders, and how many teams were out of this thing before the season even started? The Jets, the Giants, the Saints, the Falcons, you know, all of these teams that stink and stink and stink. I mean, I was at Menards yesterday, and there was a Giants fan in the parking lot because he had Giants license plate.
Did you save big money?
I did. Yeah, I got another owl for the house, right? And I said to the guy, "Go Giants!" And immediately the Jersey accent, the F-bomb started flowing from both of us. And we're in the parking lot yelling back and forth about the Giants, right? And it was fun and laughing and all that kind of stuff. But you look at a Giant fan, they have not had a successful season in a decade. They're on their eighth coach since Andy Reid was going to be on their eighth coach since Andy Reid was hired here in Kansas City. Is it going the way we wanted to this year? No, it's not going the way that we wanted it to this year. But the perspective is every single organization in the NFL would trade what they have for what we have. And every organization in the NFL would rather have a Patrick Mahomes that's banged up versus the hot garbage that is running under center for the majority of the NFL. I love when people say fire the coach and get rid of the quarterback. What is your replacement option out there? Because if you're going to make those moves, then you need to come to me with options that are better than Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, which in my opinion are the best quarterback coach combination from an offensive standpoint that we've ever seen in the National Football League. And we've got a coach and a quarterback that have done nothing but raise this organization, raise this city. I mean, we are getting the World Cup. We're getting a women's soccer stadium built. We're getting a new baseball stadium at 119th and all. We're probably going to get a new football stadium in Wyandotte County. We're getting all of this stuff done in Kansas City. I don't know if any of this stuff gets done without the success of the Chiefs and without the success of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid leading this organization and taking this organization from a meh organization that, man, nobody really knew and played noon games to the world's team, as Mark Donovan told us at the Super Bowl. And so if you're sitting around and you're down bad and you want this, you know, move to be made and trade Mahomes or get rid of Andy Reid, your perspective sucks on what's been going on for the better part of all of our lives, and really for the entire length of this franchise. That is one of the most ignorant texts I've ever seen.
From the 816, WTF, whoever sent that text has spent too much time in the garage smoking and doing mushrooms.
But I don't even know that they'd have it take that bad. They'd leave the garage going, eh, so what? You know, they wouldn't leave the garage angry. Yeah,
you leave the garage, you're like, you know what? I think they can do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Dude, we were talking about dinner. Oh, yeah. From the 913, get that texter the hell out of Kansas City. I bet he was thinking he was so clever and you guys were going to jump on board and praise him. LOL.
There's probably some truth to that.
660,
yeah.
The fact an average Joe thinks he knows blank, the league doesn't, about players. LOL. That person is a loser. They can go root for the damn Jets.
Yeah.
From 816, another great idea. Fermented fish in a can imported from Sweden, signed Bacon Slaw.
Yeah. Hey, Bacon Slaw, good to hear from you, bud. How you been?
From the 816, they sound like a Steelers fan.
Yeah?
I don't know. That's what they said.
I get that. Steelers fans, with all the success, they're still wanting Tomlin fired and whatnot. But look, they haven't won a playoff game. I mean,
yeah,
Brian
different.
Daboll has more playoff wins in his tenure with the Giants than Mike Tomlin has had. And I'm a Tomlin supporter. But I understand why Steelers fans are upset. They haven't had a playoff win in a decade. And they haven't had a quarterback probably in a decade, really, either, since they got rid of Ben Roethlisberger.
The Chiefs
haven't
not made an AFC Championship game in about a decade.
In about a decade.
It's a little different.
It's a little bit different. Yeah, it's a little bit different.
And the season's not over.
Well, that's the other thing. We're not done. We've got, with seven games to go? Mm-hmm.
Even if you're in Dusty's camp that the season's over, the season, literally is not over.
Right.
There are 2 months of games left.
Yes, there's a long time left in this season. And so, and look, if you're jumping ship, that's fine. But I also want you to know that this is why I've said for all of these years, the people that were bitching along the ride and complaining about stuff along this ride, now you're seeing what I've been talking about for the last 8 years. Why I keep saying enjoy this ride. Why I didn't get caught up in the minutia of the stuff that was going wrong in a 14-2 season or the regular season, one game in 2023 or whatever the case may be. It's why I said I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this, because eventually you get to the end. I'm not saying this is the end. But for down bad guy over there who wants to trade Patrick Mahomes 5-5, sure as hell seems like rock bottom in that dude's life. That's why I said you've got to enjoy this ride the entire time, because before you know it, you're going to wake up and it's going to be over. And for a lot of people, they may be thinking it's over now. And you're like, damn, that went so fast. And then you wonder to yourself, did you enjoy that ride as much as you possibly could have? Or did you sit around complaining about Kadarius Toney?
From the 913, that dude would probably want Shador Sanders to replace Mahomes. That, or he's a Bulls fan.
Mm-hmm.
This one comes from the 816. Chase would probably spit on that guy.
That's a good one. You get the week, man. Take the rest of the week and all next week. Go enjoy your turkey, man. That was a good one.
And then Mitch Holtis texted into the show.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say that Mac has really grown in his position. He sounds so much more comfortable. Keep up the great work, guys. Love listening to your show.
Oh, thank you, man.
That's awesome.
That's very nice.
It's fun to see your kids grow.
Somebody says, you guys dumped on me pretty hard a few years ago, and I said to fire Andy Reid and hire Sean Payton. Signed, B-Rock. It was much deserved, I might add.
It's still yeah. Oh, much deserved. Yes, yeah, I would say yeah. Still a bad take.
Yeah. Still a bad take, B-Rock.
From the 9-1-
but at least he's admitting
he knows it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We all have him.
From the 913, are we sure that text is coming from not coming from Carrington or Rob? Mahomes is washed. that's right. And then a lot of people are wondering, I don't think that person is actually a true Chiefs fan.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, and that's the good thing about bringing up those texts, because then you hear from the people that are like, okay, what are we doing here? You know, a lot of the times the text line is a place for people who are negative to vent, and we don't get a lot of the positive feedback. But then when you read a text like that that is so absolutely insane, even the people that are still kind of down bad at 5-5 are like, all right, that guy's an idiot. And we can all kind of unite around that guy and make that guy kind of the butt of the joke instead of worrying about what's going on, you know, with the football team. Because I think if you go to the game on Sunday, you're in the parking lot on Sunday, you're at home watching the game on Sunday, ask anybody that you're watching the game with, should we trade Patrick Mahomes? There's not going to be a single individual person that goes, oh yeah, unless you're tailgating with that guy.
No, they throw the surf side in your face and tell you to buzz off. Get out of here. What are you talking about? He's 30 years old.
Needs a surf side for zero trouble.
Should we trade Patrick Mahomes? You know what? That's a real good idea, Chad. Let's go ahead and do that.
From the text line, I am the one who said to trade Mahomes. I stand by that. I also think we should try to shop Bobby Wood Jr. in the winter meetings. I'm kidding. That's not a real talent.
I was like, what?
I actually would have had a lot of respect for the guy if he came back with that one. If he came back with that text and said, you know what? Yeah, I'm standing by it and trade Bobby Wood Jr. too. Okay.
He's doubling down.
I am the trade everybody guy, except for those two. Like you're in rare category up there. You got Mahomes and you got Bobby Witt Jr. You're probably not trading either one of those. Everybody else, you're available. But those two guys, no, we're not doing that. Those are your cornerstones for your franchise, right? Those are the people that have built your organization. This organization, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, when it's all said and done, nobody's going to remember anybody that came before Patrick Mahomes. They just aren't here in Kansas City and worldwide. We're just not going to remember, you know, the Trent Greens, the 2 years of Montana, all that kind of stuff is going to be a distant memory because of what Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to accomplish. And Bobby Witt is the George Brett of this generation. We haven't had a George Brett since George Brett. We finally got a guy that is our George Brett of this generation that is locked and loaded here in Kansas City for a long time to come. It's great. It's wonderful. It's awesome that we have these two cornerstone guys.
Somebody says, I think I found the root of this person's issue from the 913. Let's see. Where's it from? Yeah, 913. Trade Mahomes, draft Dylan Raiola. This guy must be a Nebraska fan.
Exactly.
Dylan Raiola's done for the year. He's been hurt. But, you know, I go back to when I was your age and doing this job, Mac. When I was 28 years old, we didn't have anybody here worth a damn in Kansas City on either side of the parking lot. The Chiefs were kind of at the end of the Vermeil era, moving into that Herman Edwards era. I think Damon Heward may have been the starting quarterback after Trent Green left, and Larry Johnson was whatever he was, and Tony Gonzalez was past his prime. The baseball side of things, that they couldn't get out of their own way. I mean, that was a mess. There was nobody over there at the baseball side of things that was worth watching other than an Alex Gordon who was sent down, you know, to the minor leagues. We finally have what we've dreamt about for generations in this town, you know, a transcendent player on the football side and a transcendent player on the baseball side, both at the same time. Both of our teams are winning right now. This is a great time still to be a Kansas City sports fan. I know you're down bad after one loss, but by God, to throw the bathwater out because of that is one of the more ridiculous things that I've ever seen. They need tweaks. They need things to get better, obviously. But to throw the quarterback out the wall, out the door is dumb. And look, I even think his last two games have been terrible. He hasn't been good the last two games. But we're not throwing the quarterback out. We're not trading the quarterback because he's had a couple of bad games. Let's support him. Let's prop him back up and move him forward. Because if you ask Josh, that guy was down bad after the game inside the locker room like he's never seen him before. So we need to support that guy right now.
Good. Let's see him go out there and scorch the earth.
Yeah.
That's what they need. Let's say
we were all arguing that he should be the MVP, probably including this guy like a month ago.
A month ago,
stop.
a month ago. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, legitimately. It was after week seven.
Yeah, week seven, week eight. Yeah, it was not a long time ago. We were talking about him being the MVP of this league. And look, I know we're in a, like, what have you done for me lately? And we're looking right at in front of us. The last eight quarters have been bad. Been his worst eight quarters that he's played in the NFL.
You had mentioned a sidebar comment about Mahomes' ankle. Somebody on the text line, Micah in Denver, said he was worried about Rashee Rice after the run play. Said he didn't really see him after that much in the game after that play had happened. But then it goes back to what I've tried to tell you guys. Like, this is why I think if you want to give the Chiefs a chance, fatigue in the NFL is everywhere. Mm-hmm. It is week 12 in the NFL. There are four teams on a bye this week. I believe it is Denver, Chargers, Washington, and Miami. I think those are your four teams on byes this week. fatigue is everywhere in the league. Injuries are everywhere in the league. If I think the Chiefs are probably one of the more healthier teams from a roster standpoint in the league right now. These are the starting quarterbacks, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet. And going into this week, Davis Mills, Jacoby Brissett, Tyler Shuck, Joe Flacco, Shador Sanders, Mason Rudolph, Kirk Cousins, and Tyrod Taylor. Yeah. And Marcus Mariota would be a starter, but he is currently on a bye week. So,
and Jameis Winston, too. Yeah.
I think Dart will play this week.
I don't know.
He was in concussion protocol. He showed up to the game. He seemed like he was doing all right. And again, you got to pass the test, but I would assume.
But I think they have a bye coming up after this game. And so there has been some talk of maybe holding him out another week, then the bye, and then getting back after the bye, you know? But either way, I want to see Jackson Dart play. There's no question. Everybody does.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think if you were going to have, now it's fortunate, but it's also unfortunate because the team you're playing this week's coming off of a bye. Mm-hmm. They're pretty healthy. They've got their entire roster. I think this could be a bad news game for the Chiefs because of what they present. Obviously, we'll move into that more throughout the week. And of course, I am like number one hater in the building, and I got to watch myself when I walk out of this building now because people are looking. I kid. But no, I think that this is, if you're looking for a massive advantage, your team is pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Xavier Worthy's health is. That's going to be an ongoing thing throughout the season. Mahomes, yeah, the ankle, whatever, but we've always seen him on one ankle. It doesn't really scare me in that sort of regard because someone's like, he does have the weakest ankles in the world. Him and Steph Curry,
for sure.
Yeah. But Steph Curry seems to be all right.
And they're two of the best at what they do, right?
I mean, they were both comp to each other like 5 years ago that they were renovating offenses and doing things that no one else had done, and everyone was building behind it. So, again, I think that other teams in the league are going to start seeing this, and if the Chiefs can take advantage of that, because they do have to go 6-1 in their final seven, in my opinion, to get into that playoff spot, maybe they can get in with, you know, I don't know, 10 wins, but I don't know if that's possible. You have to beat the Chargers. You got to beat the Texans. We'll see what happens. Houston's going to play Buffalo on Thursday night with Davis Mills. I can't see that possibly going the way that they think it could go, but we shall see. But I think that is an advantage if you're looking for one as well without, you know, throwing in Mahomes, Andy, Spags, all that sort of stuff. Another advantage you will have is the rest of the league also facing the fatigue wall of the NFL going into week 12.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you start to look at the standings of this league, and there are so many teams that are currently out of it at this point in time. Like, really, they don't have a chance to get into the playoffs. You can talk about in the hunt and, you know, do all that kind of stuff. There's a good amount of teams that don't have that, and this gentleman wants to get rid of, you know, Patrick Mahomes and trade him, and then Dusty listed all those quarterbacks that are playing this week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, potentially 9, 10 quarterbacks, right, if everybody was, you know, not on a bye this week. That's a third of the league that is rolling up a backup quarterback or a guy that really just absolutely stinks and is past his prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have Patrick Mahomes. You want to get rid of him. Look at a third of the NFL. They can't find a quarterback, let alone a good quarterback. They're literally going with a guy in his 40s. Shador Sanders is what Shador Sanders is. Mason Rudolph, who I didn't think was in the league anymore. Kirk Cousins, they called back from spending his Coles cash because Penix got hurt again. He's got to be out there. Tyrod Taylor's hoping he didn't get a shot before the game by some quack doc so he can go out there and play. I don't know what a Tyler Sawhawk is.
Shuck.
Who's he? He's the Saints guy?
Yeah. He's a rookie out of Louisville. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going with him. Jacoby Brissett is starting yet again.
And he's been better than Kyler Murray. That's
the sad
part.
He really has been. He has been better than Kyler Murray.
To your point.
Tell this last week.
Yeah. Yeah, he did stink this last week. But here we sit, man. The NFL fatigue is starting to wear for a lot of these teams. You got to take advantage of those teams. But also, too, even at 5-5, kind of just take a step back and realize the New Orleans Saints are starting somebody named Tyler Shuck this week.
It is Wednesday.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. Weekly poll Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty on X, or you can just, if you don't have X, obviously a lot of people don't. You can tell us on the text line 913-586-7965. Very simple poll question, yes or no on this answer. Are the Chiefs making the playoffs, yes or no? You guys think it'll be 70-30 yes?
I think right now...
Or you'd be closer to 50-50.
I think today you have a better chance of the yes vote winning than you would have on Monday.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy
what is that?
Wednesday!
Is that coming from my computer?
That's right. Weekly poll Wednesday here on Fesco.
I don't know why this is.
What are you doing?
Oh, that's. I gotcha.
These new computers.
Oh, my God.
We can hear ourselves.
On X, or you can just, if you don't have X, obviously. Are you playing like the YouTube feed or something?
I just
like
went
that?
To our
So Twitter. Somebody has the sound turned up on the computer, I guess, or whatever the case may be. Yes, we did get new computers. Binkley will explain that.
I think right now,
we need to be closer. Yeah, that is.
It's creepy.
Like so stop playing the YouTube feed. We got that. That's something we need to
90
work out.
Votes already.
Yeah.
60 yes, 40 no.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I think you're going to have more of a chance of the yes winning than if we did this poll. If we did this poll on Monday, it would have been runaway no.
Oh, people would be freaking
right?
out. Yes.
Runaway no and all of this. But here we sit on a Wednesday. Things have kind of simmered down a little bit. People have got clearer heads. You're starting to think about turkey in 8 days and all that kind of stuff and whatnot. And later in the week, you get more optimism. Like, yeah, we still got Andy Reid. We still got Patrick Mahomes. Let's go out there. Those two guys have stunk for the last 8 quarters, but you know what? It's time for them to get back to who they were. Let's go out there and beat the Indianapolis Colts. I think people are starting to get more confidence now as the week goes along. But if that poll was on Monday, it would have been a 90-10, no.
Well, it's on a Wednesday, and it's do the Chiefs make the playoffs, yes or no? From the text line, 816, no. 816, yes. 816, no. 913, no. 816, no. 816, sadly, no. 816, they don't make the playoffs. One yes, okay. Six no's.
There's the text line.
Sounds like the skit from Family Guy with Sean Connery. Let's go have sex. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes. Okay. Three no's equals one yes. Oh, man. We'll see what that poll question does throughout the day. But coming up on the other side, we'll talk to Jay Binkley, and we'll hear 50-50.
I think today you have a better chance of...
I don't know what's going on, but we'll talk to Jay Binkley on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Ride a cowboy. And chewing tobacco, football and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley. That's right. It's Jay Binkley time here on 96.5 The Fan. Binkley, did you figure out the computers yesterday? We heard you were struggling.
No, it was funny because those new computers, like the Google Docs, weren't at least working where Bob sits. And so Alex was doing what's trending or whatever. I literally couldn't see anything from it.
Well, it's got two different accounts that you tried to sign in over here.
Well, it's whatever it is. I had the email pulled up. It's whatever he sent it to. And I said, dude, I can't see
one of them
anything
says
here.
So one of them says Hugh Janus at Binkley.
So I was just like, whatever's trending, I was just taking off the top of my head. I was trying it in at the break. I said, can you resend it to me? So he resent it to me, and we got it to work. But it wasn't. Those new computers, like, it wasn't showing up. So I was like, I had no idea what was on the rundown.
Hey, Binkley, why is the NFL going to cry if the Chiefs don't make the playoffs?
You know what, Dust Man? Let me tell you about this. So the ratings came out versus the Broncos and Chiefs last weekend, right? 29 million people watched that game. Broncos fans are all celebrating that everybody wanted to watch their team. Let me tell you something, Denver. They weren't watching you. They were watching the Chiefs. And right now, the Chiefs going into that game, three of the top five NFL games this season involved the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, so three of the top five, 55 of the top 60 watch programs in this country were NFL games. Yet three of the top five were Kansas City Chiefs games. This game now goes into that top five. So now four of the top five watched NFL games in this season involve the Kansas City Chiefs. When they play the Cowboys next week on Thanksgiving, that game, because of the Cowboys viewership and the Chiefs viewership, that game is going in the top five. So when we sit here next week, the top five, one through five watch teams in America are the Kansas City Chiefs. That's how bad they want them to go to the postseason. Whether people love them, mm-hmm. hate them, want to see them win, want to see them lose, for your team to be one through five is insane.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I said, you know, for all these people that are hoping the Chiefs are done and they're not in the playoffs this year, be careful what you wish for. How interesting are the playoffs going to be without Patrick Mahomes in them?
Well, and they watch them. I mean, but honestly, that $29 million puts them right there, I think, at number three watched NFL games this year. So they're already three of the top five. Now they're, today as we sit there, four of the top five. And the NFL sees these numbers. NFL.com put out the numbers last week. Well, they can add another Chiefs game to it. So there's the Chiefs helmet to four of the top five watched NFL games. Or the Chiefs, again, they've got America where they want them. Either you want to see them win or you want to see them lose, but they're still watching the Kansas City Chiefs to keep it relevant. That's why they're in primetime. When people complain they're in primetime, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for why they're the first Netflix game, the first Peacock playoff game, first YouTube game. There's a reason why the Chiefs are making the NFL millions of dollars.
Binkley, I guess I'm the only one willing to say I don't think this is a playoff team, but it starts this week. And I think this game is also going to pull a big number as well. CBS, Romo, sure. Nance, obviously at noon. Colts coming to town. They're the, you know, the second big threat right now in the AFC because Denver took care of their business last week and a 29 point whatever million viewership. What scares you about the Indianapolis Colts this week other than Jonathan Taylor?
Well, yeah, obviously Jonathan Taylor is. I think he's definitely an MVP. Could easily be the MVP. He would get my vote at this point.
Good.
But that other Daniel Jones, who's turned the ball over seven times the last 2 weeks, so they do have that. Jonathan Taylor, Tyler Warren, it's not any of those guys. Like, you would think, okay, the Colts, you're worried about Taylor and all that. Well, just one guy in the last 28 games has run for 100 yards against the Chiefs. That doesn't scare me. It's Louis Anarumo. And he's not really being talked about a lot when people are, you know, breaking this game down nationally. They're talking about Daniel Jones' resurgence and Jonathan Taylor and what he can do. It's the defensive coordinator. And when he was with the Cincinnati Bengals, he was fired last year with Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Their defense was bad then. It's worse now, in my opinion. They haven't had the talent there. But for some reason, Chiefs played them extremely close. Whether the Chiefs won, whether they won the game, the AFC title game in overtime, taking the team to the Super Bowl where they beat the Chiefs in the regular season. He had a way to make those Chiefs-Bengals games extremely close that could have gone one way or the other, but he had a way to limit the Chiefs' offense. That guy in particular worries me more than anything about the Indianapolis Colts is the fact they have a defensive coordinator that's seen the Chiefs and he's beat the Chiefs.
Talking with Jay Binkley here on 96.5 The Fan. Jay, do you think this is a playoff team?
I do. I think they do get in. Obviously, it all hinges upon Sunday. I mean, that is the mm-hmm. that is the fork in the road, the crossroads game for the Chiefs, like they faced a couple years ago on Christmas when they lost to the Raiders, the lowly Raiders, and they went to 9-6, and the sky was falling. And they had the Bengals the next week, and they could have, you know, could have lost that game and let that Raiders game parlay itself into the Bengals game. They didn't. They didn't play a great game. Joe Burrow didn't play in that game, but they won it. And then they went on an epic run. And they finished out the season. That is the year they went on the road in the playoffs after they beat Miami in the minus, what, 31-degree wind chill in Kansas City.
Yeah.
They beat the Bills on the road. They beat the Ravens on the road. They beat the number two, the number three, the number four scoring offenses in the NFL. The number one, three, and five, four scoring defenses. They were number two, so they didn't get to play them. But it was one of the most epic runs we've seen in the postseason. They parlayed that to a Super Bowl win. But they were 9-6. On Christmas Day when they lost to the Raiders. So, yeah, I think if they beat the Colts, because then you get the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are so up and down this year. I think they did get better at the trade deadline, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then the Chiefs have that mini-bye. So mini-bye going into a December with everything right in front of them. I mean, Houston at home, Chargers at home. Their only road games at Tennessee, at Las Vegas, and then getting a chance to redemption at the Broncos. And who knows what happens on Christmas? Mm-hmm. Will Broncos already have this division settled? Will they have full attention to the Kansas City Chiefs? Or will the Chiefs extract revenge on them? It is very, very appealing. And the Cowboys is that one game they could lose because it's an NFC game. You don't want to lose it, but that's right. The one that's the NFC game. But, yeah, this Colts game matters everything. If they lose the Colts, yeah, we can pretty much say the season's done next week. But if they win it, that glimmer of hope becomes larger.
What did you think of the rankings last night for college football?
They were interesting. For the first time, I think there's real people talking about it. James Madison, I thought, and a lot of people thought this team, 9-1, they should have been that, not that it matters, but that group of five team that does make the playoffs, it was Tulane.
Yep.
Tulane's got two losses. They're with the conference, with Navy, with North Texas. It's going to be one of those teams. It's going to be North Texas, it's going to be Navy, or it's going to be James Madison, or it could be Tulane. I think it's going to be one of those four teams that end up making the playoffs. But they chose Tulane, and I loved what their coach said. I don't know if you saw John Summerall, what he said. He goes, no. I don't know if we deserve this. He goes, no team you can see is really worthy in November 13th ranking. So he was selling that whole Nick Saban rat poison thing, like, don't put us up here. It's great that you did, but are we that good? Like, he was being really honest, like, about where his team sat. But, yeah, it could be any of those teams. But, yeah, last week it was South Florida. They get rolled by Navy. Now this week it is Tulane. I do expect, as a third rankings, I do expect that to change. Obviously, these teams have to finish up at the end of the year, and then they have to win their conference championship game, which is going to be tough for any of them. But I think there's four teams with a legitimate shot. But everything else was fine. Alabama, I always thought, didn't deserve the number four ranking. I know it sounds crazy because it's Alabama, but they can't run the football. They had 80 yards rushing this weekend. That's the most they've had in the last 3 weeks. They just can't put teams away. Ty Simpson is a great quarterback and deserves all the praise and will be a first-round quarterback. Alabama builds lead. They just can't salt the game away at the end. They're 14 out of 16 teams rushing in the SEC, so Georgia now takes over as number four, and Texas Tech moves up to number five with two Big 12 teams sitting right there in the first teams out with Utah and BYU. And last week, Oklahoma was the first team out. Now they're back in the college football playoffs. So it stands pretty good for the Big 12. They only had one team last year. Could they get two teams in this year and double up what they had last year? Very possible. But I think for the most part, the rankings were fair. And I do think that group of five team is going to keep rotating at the very end of it.
Well, Binkley, I guess enjoy. You do have some games tonight. You got Central Michigan versus Kent State, Miami huge. Of Ohio versus Buffalo tonight. So you got some.
I know that I'm hard.
That was a huge.
You got some action tonight, Binkley. I love it for you.
You know what? Football, we're in the middle of that stretch of 49 straight games. We're on in the 20s at this point for a game every single night. So
don't blow your load yet.
A little football and a little action. Got some NFL action tomorrow, then some college football Friday and Saturday till all-important Chiefs-Colts game on Sunday.
Hell yeah. Well, Binkley, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. We'll talk to you soon.
I mean, there's nothing more appealing, Dusty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That a 5-5 Miami, Ohio team taking on a 5-5 Buffalo team.
You know, Ben Roethlisberger, he went to Miami of Ohio. Great quarterback, probably going to be a Hall of Famer, 2-time Super Bowl champion at Pittsburgh. Coming up on the other side, why the Colts and the Chiefs reverse history possibly this weekend here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.